Let all children go! Deportation now!
With chaos continuing at the U.S.-Mexico border and protests cropping up across the United States, a politically divided Congress ponders what, if anything, to do. Republicans say some of the funds requested by President Barack Obama are needed to deal with the crisis, but only if accompanied by legal reform. Senator John Cornyn.
We need to have immigration laws that protect these children and all of us. And it does not mean that anybody and everybody under every circumstances can qualify to come to the United States and stay. That's simply an invitation to chaos.
Cornyn co-authored a bill that would limit the ability of Central American immigrants to petition for refugee status and speed their deportation to their home countries. Democrats worry such a change would punish asylum seekers with legitimate claims. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
It relates not just to Central America, it relates to the American position on refugees and asylum seekers from around the world. Do we want to check out of that and say to other countries, you take them, but don't talk to us about that?
President Obama is urging Congress to act.
It is my hope that Speaker Boehner and House Republicans will not leave town for the month of August for their vacations without doing something to help solve this problem.
Speaker John Boehner says an inconsistent message from the White House is part of the problem.
The administration started earlier this month by signaling some openness to changes in the 2008 law to accelerate the process of returning these children to their home countries. Now the president and his team have apparently flip-flopped.
Three Central American leaders visited Washington last week and pleaded for humane treatment of their citizens who flee to the United States. President Juan Orlando Hernandez of Honduras.
Our children should be seen for what they are, vulnerable human beings. They have rights, and we want them to be respected.
The pace of new arrivals appears to have diminished in recent weeks. Nevertheless, Texas Governor Rick Perry is taking matters into his own hands by dispatching National Guard troops to his state's border with Mexico. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.